Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." How important is the truth? Today on After the Sunrise, Pastor Darrell examines the scriptures concerning the truth about who Jesus Christ really is. Today's message is The Truth About Jesus.
Good morning, and welcome to After the Sunrise. My name is Pastor Darrell Cardwell from the North Salem Church of God. In Tara's introduction this morning, she told us that we're going to find out who Jesus really is. We'll start out with a few scriptures, but before we do that, I want to ask you a question. Why do you believe what you believe? Has it been taught to you by somebody over the years? Is it from your preacher? He stands in the pulpit each Sunday morning and opens up his Bible, and there's the Word. The scriptures tell us that the Bereans used to check out what Paul had to say and if it was true what he had to say. And I would encourage you each day or each Sunday morning that you're in church to really check out what the pastor has to say, if what he's really saying is true to you. I've heard people say that sometimes they go to church and church becomes a social gospel. I've heard in some churches that the preacher takes the newspaper to the pulpit instead of the Word of God. That concerns me, because I don't believe that that's what God had intended. But this morning, let's look at some things that might interest you, and let's find out who Jesus really is. In Luke chapter 1, it's the story of the birth of Jesus, and this is what the angel said to Mary. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You'll be with child, and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give you him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." And God himself, Jehovah, at Jesus' baptism, we hear a voice from heaven. It says, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water, and at that moment, heaven was open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." God knew who Jesus was, his Son. Mary knew who Jesus was going to be, the Son of God. And what was Paul's first message, or the first thing he started preaching after his conversion on the road to Damascus? It says in Acts chapter 9, it says, "Immediately something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. Saul spent several days with the disciples in Damascus. At once, he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God." The scriptures are very plain who Jesus is. It's the Son of God. His name is Jesus, and he's God's Son. He's the Son of the Most High. God himself said, "This is my Son, whom I'm pleased with." And Paul began to preach the message that Jesus is the Son of God. Son of God. Someplace in history, someone has come up with a phrase that I cannot find in Scripture anywhere. The other day I was searching through some posts in a Bible news group that I'm on the Internet, and one of the men in the group asked if anybody had any ideas how he could tell his friend who believes in God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, but they do not believe that they are one and the same. So I did a search. I cannot find the phrase "God the Son" any place in the Bible. Someplace in history, somebody has changed the phrase "Son of God" to "God the Son." I put forth caution because the scriptures are very clear who Jesus is. There is no place where he referred to himself as God or God the Son. In fact, he was very abrupt with the Jews when they tried to stone him for blasphemy. In John chapter 10, verses 30 through 39, Jesus said, "I and the Father are one." Again, the Jews picked up stones to stone him. But Jesus said to them, "I've shown you many great miracles from the Father. For which of these do you stone me?" "We are not stoning you for any of these," replied the Jews, "but for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claim to be God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I have said that you are gods'? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and the scriptures cannot be broken, And what about the one whom the Father has set apart as his very own and sent into the world? Why then do you accuse me of blasphemy because I said, I am God's Son? Jesus goes on to say, do not believe me unless I do what my Father does. But if I do it, even though you do not believe me, believe the miracles, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. Again, they tried to seize him, but he escaped their grasp. The very first commandment that God gave to Moses was that there should be no other gods before him. I'm afraid that some historians have set Jesus up as God ahead of Jehovah, and according to the scriptures, this is breaking the very first commandment. I am concerned because God himself said that he is a jealous God, and these people, I believe, are treading on very shaky ground. Jesus said in John chapter 17, he says, Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those that you have given to him. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Jesus himself acknowledged God as the only God, and Jesus knew that he was God's only Son. The scriptures are very clear about Jesus, about who he is. He is not God the Son, as some historians have taught us to believe, or taught some people to believe, but he is the Son of God, which Jesus himself proclaimed of himself. Let me repeat that. Jesus is not God the Son, as some historians have taught people to believe. He is the Son of God, and Jesus himself proclaimed that about himself. In Ephesians chapter 4, Paul wrote, There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. And then later on, in his letter to Timothy, Paul also wrote, This is good, and pleases God our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men, the testimony given in his proper time. How many gods are there according to Paul? One. One God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. As you study the scriptures for yourself, I want you to take the time to realize who Jesus really is. Jesus is the one and only Son of God. Jesus said in John's Gospel, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. I believe that like the Bereans, we need to search the scriptures to see if what is said from the pulpits are true. I would encourage you to take your Bible with you to church, read the scriptures along as the pastor shares with you from the pulpit, but when you go home, take those scriptures that he's given to you and study them for yourself. Hopefully, what he tells you is true, but if he tells you what is not true, I hope that you'll go back and that you'll talk to him about what he said to you. History has taught many people to believe that Jesus is God the Son. In my studies, I have not found that Jesus is God the Son. I find Jesus as the Son of God. If Jesus is God, then there is no sacrifice on the cross for your sins, because the scripture is very plain. God cannot die. If Jesus is God, then God died, and the scriptures are not true. I believe that the scriptures are the infallible word of God. that everything in the scriptures that are told to us is truth. Jesus said, sanctify them by the truth. What is truth? Your word is truth. Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. I want you to pray about this. I want you to read this for yourself in the scriptures. I hope that you've written down some of the scriptures I've shared with you this morning. I want to thank you for listening. This was a difficult task to share the truth from the scripture about who Jesus really is. He's the only begotten Son of God. Not God the Son, but the Son of God. History has messed up a lot of things. And one of the things that history has messed up is the understanding as to who Jesus really is. Thank you for listening this morning, and we will share with you again next Sunday at this time, after the sunrise.
Thank you for tuning in this morning to After the Sunrise. After the Sunrise is the radio ministry of the North Salem Church of God, located on North Michigan Road in Plymouth. If you would like to receive copies of our radio messages or to make comments, send us an email to afterthesunrise@mchsi.com or send us a letter to After the Sunrise, 13263 4th Road, Plymouth, Indiana, 46563. We would like to invite you to worship with us. Our Sunday school begins at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 10:30. Our worship service is a traditional service with all of those favorite hymns that you grew up with. Once again, thanks for tuning in, and we'll share with you again next week at this time, after the sunrise.